Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes, this is Nicole Cleveland, your hope and your host, and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, we are a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We bring you stories from men and women that have gone from victim to victorious. They have made it, and we do that so you know that you're not by yourself. We do that so you know that you're not alone and you're not suffering in secret like we once were. We do not want to see anyone on the verge of giving up, anyone that feels like their life is not worth it, they just can't do this anymore, the pressures of life has gotten them down, and they're all by themselves, and nobody understands their cry, nobody understands their pain. We want you to know that we serve a God that's real and a God that heals and a God that delivers and sets free. And he did it for us, and he will definitely do it for you. God is no respecter of persons, and I just love him. I love him, I love him, I love him, because he has delivered me from many things. He has delivered our guests from many things, and he's going to do that for you too. He's definitely going to do it for you too. Hey, we want you to follow us and connect with us online, social media, of course. So connect with us on Twitter at Breathe Again, on Facebook, Breathe Again Mag, and Google Plus, you could just search for us, Breathe Again Magazine. We're all over the place, Pinterest as well. And don't forget to just log on to our website, breatheagainmagazine.org, and you can read stories of people just like you that have gone from victim to victorious. And if you have a powerful testimony, I want to hear from you. If you know that it was nobody but God that did it, I want to interview you. I want to share your story. Don't hold on to it. Don't keep it to yourself. There's somebody else out here that's going through the same thing that you have gone through. You've come out, and they need to know that they too can make it. So connect with me at radioshow@breatheagain.org, or you could just give us a call, 1-800-620-2712, 1-800-620-2712. Well, we've got an awesome show. I always say I'm excited about every show that I do because God has allowed me to see another Thursday, and I get to bring you victorious people on the line. Today's show is all about going from, you know, anger and rage and having that consume you and not knowing what to do with it, and what are the consequences of anger and rage. You know, I have gospel rapper Joseph Gay with me today, and he knows firsthand exactly what that is like. It almost cost him his freedom, but glory be to God that he is still here. He is here, and he's open, and he is transparent to share what he's going through and why he uses his lyrics now to reach the lost. That's our show for today. I'm going to play you one of his newly released singles. I don't know the terms with rap, so I'm going to say it's a single. I can't call it a song, but it is called Be Alert, Be Alert. And I was bobbing my head to it, you know, doing what I do. So to God be the glory. But first, I'm going to just give you a little bit of news, a little bit of events, and I do want to talk about our upcoming 3-day teleseminar. It is called God Did It, Overcoming Sexual Abuse, Rape, Molestation, and Incest. It's a 3-day teleseminar for survivors of sexual abuse, childhood sexual abuse. We are women and men in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 50s and 60s still struggling with these issues. I talk to people all the time, and they're still dealing with it. Some people can't move forward. Some people won't won't let it go. And we are coming to you to share our stories, to let you know how we made it, how we survived, how the Lord has set us free from those things that had us once bound. So I want you to connect with us. And if you know someone that's still struggling in that area, because, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, what do they look like? And I say, hey, look in the mirror. They look just like you. You just don't know. You don't see the eyes that are screaming, help me, because they are really not set free yet from that child sexual abuse. So we want you to connect with us, breatheagainmagazine.org. The tickets are just $15 for all 3 days. You get to keep the actual MP3 of the entire teleseminar, and sew it. So a registration for somebody that you know is struggling in that area. So to God be the glory. We have three dynamic speakers, Elders John and Charlene Donaldson, and we also have author Deborah Davis. She's the author of My Daddy, The Devil and Me, and I'm telling you, it is just profound, and myself. So log on, purchase a ticket. It's just $15. And if you'd like to sponsor it, if you have a business or a book or a ministry, we need your help to sponsor this event. All right, let's get that out of the way. We got that out of the way. So let's get into our show today. What I do each week is I give you a motivational moment before we get into the actual interview. And this week, the motivational moment is from the other day when my guest sent me a YouTube video, and he was rapping. It's one of his songs, and he was rapping, and it just really stuck with me because I always say this term, and it is, I did what they said I did, but it's not who I am. Yeah, I did that. And I just want to encourage somebody out there that if somebody is holding something over your head, they are bringing up your past, let them know that you are free. Let them know that the blood was shed for you. Remind them, when they keep reminding you of what you did, remind them of the blood, and you are no longer that person. So that's my little motivational moment, and kudos to Joseph Gay for that, because he just triggered that on the inside of me once again with that song. And go on out there to YouTube and connect with him as well. So I'm going to just go ahead and bring him on the line. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being my guest today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome, more than welcome. So, well, let's talk a little bit about that song. I did what they said I did, but it's not who I am. Yeah, I did that. Where did that come from? What inspired you to write that?
It came from, you know, a service I was in, and the pastor was talking about, you know, people trying to label you of your past and, you know, of your mistakes and things that you've done. Like, okay, yes, I did these things, but it is not who I am. It is not where I'm going. It is not what my destiny and my purpose is.
Yes, yes, real good, real good. Joseph, tell the audience a little bit about who Joseph is.
Me, myself, I am a 31-year-old. Birthday is coming in August. Happily married for 5 years to my wife, Latoya Gay. We have three awesome kids. Nadia,
shout out to Latoya.
three kids, Omari, Nadia, and Elijah. We live here in the city of Richmond on the north side. We fellowship at New Generations International Ministries with our pastors, Apostle Mike and Prophetess Danielle Hathaway. Our church is off of Chamberlain. We fellowship now at Kenner Park while our building's under reconstruction. Every Sunday at 10:30, 3817 Chamberlain Avenue, Kenner Park Elementary School. And, you know, if you want to get more information about our prayer call on Mondays and our Bible study, our WOW service on worshiping on Wednesdays, you can get in contact with me. You can Facebook me. My name is Joseph Gay III. You can look me up, and, you know, I can give you more information about that. Or go to our website, ntimlive.org.
Awesome,
but I'm just
a
man after God's own heart. I've been through too much not to give God my all every time I open my eyes and wake up and go through my day.
Yes, yes, yes. I see that, and I follow your posts, and you're very motivating, and you're very inspiring, and you love the Lord. You love, love the Lord. I feel it, and I see it in all of your posts. So how did you get started with rapping?
Well, I started, you know, trying to be like everyone else that was around, trying to make it into, as they call it, the game, and become successful and have a rap career and have everybody wanting to be me, envying me. But that wasn't the way to go. As I found out later on, as building my relationship with God, you know, God has bigger and better things than to be self-involved.
Yeah.
You know, I was all about myself. I was entertaining myself. I didn't care about what anybody else had to say, what anybody else wanted me to do. It was all about me, me, me. And when I started building my relationship with God, I started seeing how rude and mean and destructive I was.
Joseph, let's back up a little bit, because I know we were talking about how you got started in rap and you started out in the secular world rapping, mm-hmm. but now you've crossed over and now you're a gospel rapper. Let's talk about that falsehood, because so many young people are traveling and chasing down that path, wanting to be the next big person that's out there rapping, and they have the illusion and the promise of the riches and the fame and the girls and the rides, but it's all really a falsehood, because at the end of the day, it's really an illusion. Would you agree?
Amen. Amen. Now, to get those things, you probably can, but at the end of the day, when you close your eyes, you're by yourself, you're alone. You start feeling like everyone is against you, all eyes on you. And depending on how deep you're trying to be and live that lie of, I'm killing this person, I'm on my block,
right.
I'm selling this and doing that, maybe you did. But still, at the end of the day, it's like, are you really satisfied with that life? Are you really satisfied with different women or different guys saying, yeah, that's my friend? They're not really your friend. They're just looking for the opportunity to stab you in the back so they can take over and run with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when the ball drops, you're by yourself. No one wants to be around.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's an empty promise. It really is an empty promise,
right.
You know. When you just said you end up by yourself, you really are. It doesn't, because we all know that you can be in a room full of people and still be lonely.
Amen.
Yeah, especially if you know you're not supposed to be there. And I believe you found that out. That was not your calling. That was not your destiny. You were not meant to be that person.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about, you know, the anger, the rage. Where did that all come from? Because long story short, at 25, and you correct me if I'm wrong, at 25 you were so angry and so full of rage, you almost killed somebody in a parking lot. Talk to me about that anger and that rage, because you're not by yourself. There's so many people that are angry, and there's so many people that are full of rage, and it's not even just outside of the church. It's in the church and outside of the church. So where did your rage come from?
It started off in my childhood. The way my parents were raised, you know, a lot of children, parents raise themselves how they were raised. So it wasn't the best of methods as a child should have grown it. So because of what I went through, I became bitter. I became rebellious. I became resistant. And I started to have fear of authority, which means I started lying. I started being deceitful. I started, you know, having jealousy and envy issues, and I started getting angry. And with that anger, it festered and it dwelt and it stayed and it turned into depression. And with the depression, I started lusting after things, trying to find out how I can get rid of this feeling. And everything that I did, it was false. It wasn't satisfying.
Yeah.
I wasn't relieved of how I felt. After everything was said and done, I still felt lost, lonely, sad, hurt, confused, all these things. And it was just rough. And going into when I was 25, I was at that point to where, okay, I've been in church here and there. I've almost turned my life around, but went back out into the world doing my own thing. Now I'm really serious this time. I'm ready to stop playing these games. I'm ready to buckle down, put my feet in the soil, and just move forward in God. Mm-hmm. Now, I was still trying to figure out who I was. And so that particular evening, I was on my way to a church service trying to find out, you know, it was the first time of me going to that particular event that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a phone call that said, get here now. I'm not sure if you guys are in the Richmond area, if you guys are familiar with Chesterfield, but there is I believe that Kmart is shut down now over there by McDonald's right after the bridge of Chippenham 150. And there's a Pizza Hut down in Chesterfield near Chesterfield Town Center. I'm not sure if that's still there now or not. But I got there in about 5 minutes, and that's normally like a 15-minute drive. So I was running through lights, weaving in and out of traffic just to get to where I needed. So I got there. I had a gun, and I got out the car, broad daylight. I don't know how folks didn't see me, but they didn't. I walked in the Pizza Hut and swung open the door, walked in the Pizza Hut, and the people that I wanted to kill were standing at the register. Mm. Now, usually, the group of people that's there are sitting in the back of the restaurant, hanging out, talking. This particular time, they were in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what you do, God always gives you a way out. Whether you take it or not is your choice. So
right.
I had my gun raised, ready to shoot the two people at the register. They were boyfriend and girlfriend. And the folks saw me, and I allowed them to push me out the door.
Mm. Wow. Talk to me about the anger, though, because I just really believe that there are so many people sitting in jail, in prison, and even dead right now that were so consumed with anger that they just snapped. They snapped, and many people will say, well, you know how to control your own emotions. You know how to control your own feelings. But I do believe that, you know, without Christ, anything is possible, and we should never say that never. We should never say what we would never do. So, Joseph, Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We talk about the issues, but we want to talk about the solutions. So at that point when they pushed you out of the store, did you realize right then and there, I have a problem and I need to deal with this?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
Yeah. A lot of times when we are facing something, we're facing something that we think we would never do, that's when that realization comes in, like, I need to get myself some help. And to God be the glory for the calling that's over your life and the protection and his grace and his mercy that was with you, because it definitely could have went another way, as it has done for so many people that are out there.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. So to God be the glory for you. Where did the help come from? Once you realized you needed help, what steps did you take?
I started reading more. I started getting in the Bible more, building my relationship with God. It's not just about going to church. I was just a churchgoer.
Yeah.
I show up, I would go in the same way I left, unchanged, unmotivated, to change me. You know, my finger was always pointing out, you need to change, you need to change, you need to change, you're not godly. But that was just the hypocritical standpoint of, you need to change, but I'm not going to talk about the plank that I have in my eye, but I'm going to point out the little sawdust that's in your eye.
Right.
And I had to realize that, you know, I'm hurting and condemning folks for when I have my own issues. So I had to look to God and say, hey, God, look, I'm pointing at everybody else. I need to point at me. I started to have that looking in the mirror mentality. I'm going to talk to you and deal with your issues. And if I can be an example, then that's how you can tell people to live right, because they're going to watch what you do and not what you say.
Yeah. Something just stuck out to me because you were talking about, just jumped out, and when you were talking about, you know, you needed to deal with yourself. A wise mother told me a long time ago, years ago, that hurt people hurt people. And
exactly.
It's so very true. There's so many times there's people out here that do things to us and against us, and it's because they're hurt, and so they're just lashing out because they don't know where to funnel that hurt at. And they don't know to go to the Lord and go to that rock and give it to God, give it all to Him, because He's the only one that can take it away.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, brother, I just thank you for your transparency. I really do. I want you to minister right now, though, to someone that may be full of hurt. They may be bitter. They may be angry. They may be blaming their childhood on where they are right now. Minister to them for about a minute and let them know that they're not by themselves.
Amen. I can tell you right now, I was conniving. I made people believe that I was just such a nice guy and this awesome person that I didn't have any issues, and I was bad. And searching God and seeing God, seeking God to change me, you know, you wonder, how can I do this? I've been this way for so long. It is a choice. You still have the final choice to decide that you're not going to react the same way that you've always reacted. You're not going to go into that same place of familiarity and stay there and be comfortable. You have to move outside of your comfort zone. You have to move outside of that place of familiarity. Get uncomfortable to do a new thing, so that way your heart can change, your mindset can change. Because with God, a new creature is born, a new thing, a new heart. He can give you a new heart if you give your heart to God and say, God, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah.
With God, all things are possible, and you can do all things with Jesus Christ who strengthens you. I encourage you to press and push and move forward. You can do whatever you put your mindset to. You get up and you go to work when you don't feel like it. You go put gas in the car when you don't feel like stopping. You speak to this person and that person when you really can't stand them. If you can do those things, then you can stand for yourself and seek God and let Him heal you.
Good word, brother. Good word. Good word. Well, look, audience, this has been awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to play a little bit of Joseph's new single. See, I'm messing up because I don't know if it's a single or it's a rap song. I'm going to play his new rap, Be Alert. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Smitty Smith, River City Blues Realty, inviting you to purchase a home with as little as $500 of your own money, while taking advantage of up to $42,000 of down payment grant funds. Visit our website, rvahomegrants.com. Again, that's rvahomegrants.com, and check out our NSP homes. And while you're there, look at our other homes in Richmond, Henrico, and Chesterfield. Again, rvahomegrants.com. It's your move.
All right, listeners, we are here and we are chatting with Joseph Gay, and we are going to go into a section where we're talking about his rap music. So, Joseph, this new single that we have, Be Alert, talk to me a little bit about it, because we're going to air it. We just have a few minutes left, but I want people to know why you minister through your lyrics.
I minister through my lyrics because music... you know, when you talk to folks, you know, they can choose to block it out. They can choose not to want to listen to it. But music has a way of entering into your mind, entering into your ears, entering into your spirit without your permission. So if you keep listening to something over and over again, especially with music, eventually it catches on. Eventually it starts becoming you. Eventually you start saying it. So the song Be Alert comes from the scripture Ephesians 6:18. And the NIV version reads, "And always keep praying in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the Lord's people." So with everything that is going on, we have to be aware and realize that even though this person may be cutting up and acting up, or this person may be boastfully enjoying and displaying their sin, being blatantly rebellious against God, is not that person that you need to focus and try to get angry with. You need to get angry at the sin, but love on the person so you can love, you know, literally the hell out of them so they can become free and encouraged. And you do that enough, you can help other people do what you did and become fishers of men.
Amen, amen. Now, you use your lyrics to help and to minister and to encourage others. So, Joseph, we're going to go ahead and play this song, Be Alert, the last few minutes of the show. But I want you to give your contact information for people to sign up for your Facebook page and to contact you for youth groups and things of that nature.
Amen. You can contact me on Facebook on my minister page. After the slash of facebook.com, it's going to be J-O-H-N-J-A-Y-V-Y and the number one, John J.V. 1 on Facebook. You can reach out to me personally on my Facebook page, Joseph Gay III. You can look me up there and just reach out to me. You can contact me on my email, johnjv@gmail.com, johnjavy@gmail.com.
All right. Well, John, thank you, Joseph. Thank you so much for being my guest today and sharing your story. I believe that it will help those that are on the line, those that are listening now, and I believe it will help those that will come and listen to the archives. God bless you, my brother, with everything that you do. And say
you,
hi
amen.
To LaToya. Hey, Toya.
Hey, baby. Love you.
All right, listeners, we're going to go ahead and play his song. Well, his rap. Now, Joseph, I'm keep saying it wrong. Is it rap? Is it? I'm going to play his rap song.
It's all the same. It's a single. It can be song, however you say it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
we're going to play this thing right here that's going to minister to your soul. So be alert. God bless you, and thank you so much for being on the line with us today and spending 30 minutes with us.
Thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it.
And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert.